The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Rohmer.
Nayland Smith, upon his return from Fu Manchu's underground laboratories, is contacted by Inspector Weymouth, who informs him that Petrie, who has died of the Purple Shadow, a mysterious disease, has already been buried. Smith proceeds to have the grave reopened, and he and Weymouth discover that the coffin contains the body of a dacoit, dressed in Petrie's clothes. Smith decides to return to the underground headquarters of Fu Manchu, almost certain to find Petrie a captive. Meanwhile, Paul Sterling, who had also received the injection transforming him into a zombie, has been assigned to the botanical research room, where he encounters Dr. Petrie, and together they try to escape. Traversing several passages, they discover a room where, seated upon an elaborate throne, they find the insidious Dr. Fu.
He's waiting for us, Sterling. He knew.
Look at that jade pipe, Petrie. There on the table beside him.
Drugged, Sterling. He's in an opium trance.
Yes, luck is with us.
He's helpless. This is probably the only sleep which that restless, supernormal brain ever knows.
We must kill him. We might never have another chance such as this.
Yes, yes, you're right. But how? We have no weapon of any kind. He might wake at any moment.
We don't need a weapon.
Sterling, what are you going to do?
I'm going to strangle him with my bare hands.
Wait. Listen. Someone's coming up those stairs.
It mustn't be discovered here, Petrie. This door, it leads to the radio research room. You find the control button under the panel. Quickly.
Yes. Here it is.
Watch out for the black line on the floor, Petrie.
How do we get out of here? There's no sign of a door in these glass walls.
There must be a door. Over there, between those shelves. We've got to find it.
Yes, I can't find the control button, Sterling.
It's opened. Oh, I wonder how.
The pressure of our hands against the glass, no doubt.
A stairway.
Yes, yes. Leading up. And our route is downward to the sea.
I know, but there's no choice. Come on. Here, around this corner.
There's a door at the end of this passage. Come on. Perhaps it'll lead us out to the mountainside.
The control button should be right about here. Mm. Wait, yes, there it is.
Quiet, listen.
He's on the stairs, after us.
Yes, yes, Sterling, press the button quickly. Yeah, I was right, Sterling. We're out of it.
But look. We're standing on a mountain ledge, hundreds of feet above the sea. There's no way to get down.
Oh, but there must be a way down. Here, we'll hide behind this boulder, and when he comes out of that door...
Right you are, Petrie. Only you're not going to tackle him. You're too weak. Leave him to me.
Oh, come on. Quiet now. Don't make a sound.
All right.
Now, Sterling.
Confounded, Sterling. What are you trying to do?
Good Lord.
Nayland Smith.
Yes, Petrie. What happened? I know it's Farlow Sui who saved us.
Well, it will be difficult to tell you. I learned a remarkable and at the same time ghastly thing, Smith.
What's that?
I found out that the victims of the Purple Shadow remain conscious.
Good Lord, Petrie. You mean that you knew every minute what was going on around you?
Precisely, Sterling. When Farlow Swee visited me in the hospital, she succeeded in making an injection in my leg while she sat beside the bed. Oh, it wasn't your fault.
She inherits her father's genius, Petrie. Yeah.
There's no time to be lost. We may be discovered here.
There's a narrow path leading down to the beach. I came up that way when I discovered the door. It took me nearly 10 minutes to find out how it worked.
You mean to say you broke into this house alone?
Yes, Petrie. Remember, I'm now a member of the C-Fan. So even in the event that I'd been discovered, I expected to get away with it.
Oh, please go on.
I was looking for you, so naturally I tried to find my way to your quarters. I met no one on the way and discovered your rooms empty.
I was called for duty in the botanical room.
Yes, I surmised as much. Somehow I found my way into that jungle. But except for Dr. Fu's monkey, it was empty. Then I followed the stairway to the upper galleries and blundered into a room. Do you know what I found?
I can guess, Nayland.
Petrie, I found myself face to face with Dr. Fu Manchu.
I know. We passed that same room on our way.
The odor told me the story. Fu Manchu has always been addicted to opium. He was asleep, helpless.
I know, Smith. I tried to kill him.
For years, Sterling, I've prayed for an opportunity to rid the world of that monster. I could have shot him easily. 100, perhaps 1,000 deaths lay at that man's door, yet I couldn't do it. I heard you ascending the stairs and followed. The rest you know.
What was that?
Someone was calling me. My absence has been discovered.
Well, there's no time to be lost. An idea has occurred to me.
If it concerns myself, count on me for anything.
Good man, Sterling. Now listen. Weymouth is standing by in a police boat, and I have a good old-fashioned police whistle in my pocket. I hate to ask this of you, Petrie, but...
Nayland, this is a fight to the finish. Just give me your orders.
Right. You and Sterling must go back. There's a possibility that our trick has not yet been discovered. I'm going to contact Weymouth and come back to this door.
Good. Here, take this radio ring. If I haven't been discovered, I'll make straight for the dial Dr. Trink explained to me and dial my number. It will sound a bell tone on your ring.
Good enough. You must first get Petrie back into his room and then call the number. If I don't receive the call in 10 minutes, I'll raid the house. I have it covered. Well, is that clear?
Perfectly.
Well, there may be difficulties about the lost ring, Smith.
That's a point I'd considered. Do you know where you might have lost it?
Among the aquatic palms. Some of them are in deep water.
Well, you and Petrie must try your best to locate other entrances and exits and then give me another signal. You can do it in Morse code. I'll wait half an hour. Well, go ahead and good luck. Take care of yourself, Petrie.
Now, don't worry, Nayland. Oh, but wait. A pencil and a paper, quickly.
Why? What are you going to do?
We must hurry, Petrie. I won't be able to explain my absence to Dr. Trank very much longer.
Now, here you are, Petrie.
Oh, thank you. This won't take me a minute. Let's see. Here, Smith. Give this to Weymouth immediately. It must be broadcast to the world.
Smith, it's the formula for 654.
All right, Petrie. I'll see to it. And now you must go. Remember, you have half an hour.
Petrie, there's the room. This is the supreme test.
He's still there, Sterling. He hasn't moved.
Oh, thank heavens. We're safe. Come on.
This is my room, Sterling. I don't seem to have been missed.
Quickly, get to bed. I must get to the botanical room and find out who called me.
I called you, Paul Sterling.
Florette!
I shall wait for you outside.
Petrie, good heavens, what's wrong?
Sterling, that girl, who is she?
A friend, Petrie. You needn't be afraid. Her name is Florette.
Florette! Good Lord, am I going mad? Sterling,
Florette, he's fainted.
I see, but there's nothing to be done now. Someone is coming. Follow me quickly.
Why did you call me? How did you know
that... Tell me, who is Dr. Petrie? He stared at me as though he knew me, and yet I've never seen him before.
Why did you call me, Florette?
I must talk to you. Wait. Come in. We will be safe here. It is my room. I called you because I wanted to learn whether or not you were alone.
Alone? Who could be with me at this hour of the night?
The princess is very beautiful.
The princess? You mean Falou Sui?
I wondered why you had joined us. If she is Falou Sui to you, I have nothing more to say.
Oh, Florette, that's insane. She means nothing to me. It's you who...
Yes. Go on.
From the day I found you on the beach, I've loved you, Florette. Now you know.
Yes, Paul. But I dare not tell you what is in my heart.
Why?
I do not want you to love me. It means destruction. But no, I will tell you. I love you, Paul Sterling.
Then come, darling. There isn't a moment to lose. I must get you out of this place before it's too late.
No, Paul. My place is here.
What? You can't mean it.
What did you think I was going to do? You haven't told me, Paul, but I know what you think of Dr. Fu Manchu, of all of us. You belong to the poor, ignorant world. You're not one of us. You're a spy.
Oh, Loretta, yeah, this is madness.
The world is mad, Paul, but you belong to it. You must go back. I should hate to think that you thought of me capable, deserting those that have never denied me anything as long as I can remember. No, dear. I shall remain with my friends. I'm betraying them now by letting you go. But as soon as you and Dr. Petrie have reached safety, I shall warn them.
Florette.
If I could love you without wronging them, I would, but I can't. Please, say goodbye. You must hurry.
If you force me to go, I shall get you back. I'll follow you around the world if necessary.
It would be useless. I can never belong to anyone but him. I am to be his bride.
I can't leave you here. I won't.
Oh, go. Go, quick. Quick, someone has found out. Listen. They're closing the section doors. Oh, quick. Quick, for my life and for my sake.
Not without you, my dear.
Paul, please. Please, here. Here, let me open the door while there's still time. No. The control button won't work. All the doors have been locked as well. It is impossible to get out.
What, Floretta?
Oh, it is useless, hopeless.
But I mustn't be found here.
It's unavoidable now.
Well, I could hide.
No one can hide from him. He would force me to tell him.
Oh, there must be something we can do.
There is nothing. There. The last section door lowered into place. We are caught. That is my signal. Wait.
What is it, Floretta?
They are searching for you. He doesn't know yet.
Florette, why couldn't I say that I came into your room as you came into mine when the alarm sounded?
It would be useless. No one can lie to Dr. Fu Manchu.
What is that noise? Can the doors be raised separately?
Yes. Any one of them can be raised alone. They are raising them in this corridor, Paul.
What does that mean?
It means he is approaching.
Shh. Listen.
There's the door. Master, don't! Don't!
Shadow of Fu Manchu.